Let's give God another great big praise this morning. Amen. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's okay to say amen in this church. And hallelujah. It's like telling a preacher to sick him.
Right? Here you go.
Here you go, Pastor Shelley.
Thank you, honey. Whew. I have just been feeling such a presence, such a presence of the Lord about this service today. So many amazing things that God is doing around the world. And I think that we need to remind ourselves of why do we give? And part of our statement of faith here at Redeemed Church, one of the E's is that we embrace the world. And that's what we're doing. We do a lot of things that are local. We do things that are, you know, outside our state, other states. But I believe there's something powerful when we go beyond and we give to the world. And most of you will see on your thank you for what you gave last year, you'll see a picture of a lady on the corner, a very dear friend of mine who passed away way too early. But her heart, she loved missions. I mean, that girl just loved missions. I don't know how many services that we sat through from the time we were in Bible college that we cried when missionaries came. I mean, we just loved missions. And so when she passed away, one of the things that we wanted to do is we wanted to keep her memory alive. And so Redeemed Church has the Christine Marie Chesley Memorial for our missions. And so it's, if you're wondering who the lady is on your card, that's who it is. And so it's just amazing to see. We started doing missions Sunday the year she passed away in June, and that was in 2014. And it is amazing what I'm about to show you, what the Lord has done in our missions giving. Do we have the clicker? Okay, go ahead, Lacey, go to the next slide. So in 2014, we started with $4,846, which was amazing for the first time we pledged, right? This year's pledge was $18,135. So go to the next slide, Lacey. Look at that. You gave $19,058.60. That is $1,500 above what you pledged. But wait, there's more. Other people gave specific things to specific places to go, and not as part of the pledge, but as a specific. $7,000 was added to our missions. Go to the next slide. So last year you gave $26,058.60. Way to go, Redeemed Church. Woo! Give God the glory. Yes. Woo! What? I mean, that is, you know what he says about, we sang about the impossible? That in the natural is impossible for this church. Impossible. But what does he say? When there's impossible things, that's where there's places for a miracle. And that you see right there, that is a miracle right there. And we have seen God take those finances this past year and just bless and bless and encourage and bless these countries all around the world. You have in front of you, actually go to the, is there a next one? Yes. Okay, so this is what I really want to show you. Since 2014, Redeemed Church has given $133,623.30. Is that a miracle or what? When I was adding that up, I looked and I was like, wow. Lord, I don't even know what to say, Lord. That is amazing. Amazing. But it was like he just kept whispering in my heart, you haven't seen nothing yet. So you'll be watching for your finances, for God to break through in such a way that we're going to watch this number just jump every year. How many people want to see that happen? Woo! Amen. So back to this. Your pledge cards are on the table, so go ahead and fill those out. And this is kind of, this whole service is kind of an offering, but we're going to do the real offering now. But the verses that I really felt like the Lord gave me was Luke 6:38, and it says this: give, and it will be given to you, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, will be put into your bosom. For with the same measure that you use, it will be measured back to you. So with the same measure that you sow your seed, it's going to come back to you. But we also know that there's another verse that says that he does exceedingly and abundantly above all you could ask or think or imagine. So when you're giving, when you're sowing your seed, I can remember so many times as a young kid, Mission Sunday was the Sunday everybody went on vacation. I mean, like, there would be less people in the church because it was Mission Sunday, you know, or, oh, here's another missionary, another sad story, da, da, da. It was a downer. But I'm here to tell you, missions at Redeemed Church is an upper. You know why it's an upper? Because as you sow into other countries, God is going to bless you back. Amen? Somebody say amen louder than that. Yeah. Woo, there you go. You got seed in the ground. You should be excited about every single thing you see up here today because you played a part. And you may say, well, Shelly, it was only $5 or $25. You know what? It doesn't matter. God takes your seed and he multiplies that. How do we know which $5 helped someone in Togo save someone else's life who in that turn went to a village and saved the whole village? How do you know? We don't know, but God knows. And he keeps really good books. Amen? The other verse is 2 Corinthians 9, 6 through 7. But this I say, he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. So we see that again. With the same measure that you sow, it will come back to you. So he who sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. But he who sows bountifully will also reap bountifully. Amen. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart to give, not grudgingly or of necessity, for God loves a cheerful giver. And this is why we tell you weeks in advance to pray about your pledges. We don't want you to come here and hear a sad story and make a pledge out of your emotions. No, we believe at Redeemed Church that the Lord has a number for you. He'll show you that number and you walk in obedience. But there's no way we could ever do it. When the Lord gives you a number, he will provide. Say, he will provide. You just have to be faithful with what he gives you to make sure it goes where it's supposed to go. Amen? So this isn't about dipping into your budget. This is about the overflow, right? Or as my Aunt Vicki used to say, it's the off the top. That means it's not scooping in the barrel. It's the stuff that's running off. Amen? Because it's overflowing. How many people want overflowing finances?
Amen.
Amen. Well, then you know what you got to do? You got to keep sowing. You got to keep giving. When the devil tells you, you can't do anymore because you look at your budget, look at your bank account, look at. You know what that's the time to do? Look at me write this check. Look at me put it in the tithes and offerings. Look at me. Are you looking? You don't control what I do. That's what happens when you turn into God's system. So he who sows sparingly will reap sparingly, but he who sows bountifully will reap bountifully. So let each one give as he purposes in his heart. And I love this last part. For God loves a cheerful giver. That's why whenever you come into tithes and offerings, but especially Mission Sunday, you should have a smile on your face and you should, where is my pledge card? I can't wait to pledge. Let me have it. Give it to me.
Hallelujah.
Right? Because God is about to do something amazing in our lives. Yes. Yes, go ahead.
Does anyone want to guess what that number times 100 is? The Bible says 100-fold increase.
Yeah.
13,300. Wait. $13,360,338. That is Redeemed Church World Campus.
Woo! Amen.
Come on.
Thank
Amen.
Jesus, yes. Yes.
Now back to Pastor Shelley.
Yes. Amen. And we watched a sermon one time that talked about 100-fold and about how when you fold something, there's a multiplication that happens even in the folding. So that probably isn't even the number. It's probably even greater than that. But that gives you a vision to shoot for. You know what that means? That means if Redeemed Church is getting $13 million for their tithes and offerings, that's 10% of what the people have in their bank accounts. That means millionaires sitting out here. Amen. Say it. Let it be me. Say it. Let it be me. Let it be me. Let it be me. Woo! Because we are blessed to be a blessing. Woo! God is so good. So you ready to give your tithes and offerings this morning? Woo! All right. If my tithes and offerings guys want to come, Lindsay, could you do the piano for me? Last song. So go ahead and you can put your pledge cards in there along with your tithes and offerings. And just go ahead and fold over the pledge card so that you can keep your privacy. Luke, you ready? Go ahead and collect. All right, let's go ahead and stretch our hands toward the tithes and offerings this morning. Father, we just thank you so much for this word that you have given our church, Father. We want to be sowers who sow bountifully so we can reap bountifully. We want to be cheerful givers, Father, because that's who you love. You love the cheerful givers. And so we want to be the kids that walk into your house and we are so excited to give you our gifts. And Father, I just thank you and I praise you for multiplying this seed. For every tithes and offerings that's in this basket, we just thank you, Father, that multiplication process is happening in the people who are sowing today. And for every pledge, I just speak right now, that seed is coming into people's hands even before the end of next missions year. Father, that they're going to have that seed to sow. It's not going to have to come from out of their budgets and from what they have, but Father, it's going to be off the top because the blessings are going to overflow in every person's life in this room. And we praise you and we thank you, Father, for the multitude of harvests that you have, Father, the seeds that we've planted. We call that in from the north, south, the east, and the west, Father. We call in that $13 million plus dollars into Redeemed Church so that we can build what you've called us to build. We can sow into what you've called us to sow. We can give where you've called us to give. We can be the lighthouse you've called us to be in the name and by the blood of Jesus. And everyone said, amen, amen and amen. Thank you, guys. Woo! Yes. Woo! Thank you, Lindsay. Oh, I feel like I should... feel like one of those Southern pastors. They got their little hankies, right? Dabbing everything off up here. I'm just so excited. Yes, Mr. Richard. Yes. 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 Go tell people. Yep. Yes. 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 Yep. Go into all the world. Yes. I was going to share that. Yeah, it is. It is. Yes. It's amazing what God's doing. No, you did good. That's awesome. Very good. He's going to share my story before I'm going to share it. Well, actually, it's his story that I was going to share. But thank you. That's awesome. God doesn't do anything by accidents. There's only on purposes. Amen? Okay, so we're going to go ahead and start with our first missions that we give to, and that is Israel. And how many people know that God loves Israel? Doesn't matter what the politicians say, doesn't matter what the world says, God loves Israel. So our mission is we're not supposed to forget Israel. And so that's one of the things that we do is we bless Israel, and we do it through Nativia. And that is with Joseph Shulam. It's a man that Pastor Steve and I met years ago through another church. We just always felt connected to him. They do a lot of things. They do a lot more things. I've been learning, which is also exciting, right? We love when people start doing more and more things. But I'm just going to cover three of the things that they do. And the first one is that they have a biblical ministers college training center where they actually train up Messianic Jews. And you might say, what is a Messianic Jew? That is a Jew that believes Jesus was the Messiah. I know that it's hard to believe that a Jew couldn't believe that, but a lot of them do not believe. They believe he was a good man, a good teacher, but not the Messiah. And so what they do is they train up the people, kind of like a Bible college in Israel. Amazing, amazing stuff. And a lot of the stuff that they do, he has written himself, an extremely intelligent man. Has all kinds of degrees and is extremely knowledgeable about the Greek and the Hebrew. And so he has a whole course that he's set up. In that training school, publications is another thing that they do. So they have booklets that they're able to pass out to people who maybe not don't come to their training center, but they can still learn about Jesus and see the Bible in a different slant with Jesus being the Messiah. Another thing that they do is they do a radio broadcast that goes out, I believe there's like 15 or 20 different nations where Jewish people live, proclaiming the gospel, letting them know Jesus was the Messiah. He is the Messiah. Amen? But the one that I think touches my heart the most is they have a humanitarian effort that they do, and it's like a food bank that they help people that are in need. And in Israel, there is this gap that happens. One of the gaps is with elderly people, where their budget does not cover what's going out, but their budget is too much to qualify them for need. And so they choose between eating and paying a bill. And so what they have set up is they have a system that's set up to help these elderly people for, I think it's like 2 to 3 months, because they said they don't want people to become dependent on the extras. It's just to help them to get caught up so that they are able to continue going forward. So it's kind of like they will help pay a bill so that then they can have their food paid for the next couple months, that kind of a thing. Also is the single parents, mainly single moms. A lot of times in Israel, what will happen is that the husbands are made to pay the alimony to the wife, but they don't pay. But the government doesn't see that. All they see is that she's supposed to be getting this amount, bottom line. So if she's not getting that amount, there is no income coming in. That's where Nativia steps in, and they help. Right now they have, this past year, they helped feed 180 families every month with their groceries. That's phenomenal, phenomenal. So we played a part in that. We played a part in feeding the people that have been overlooked by the government. This is my heart for us one day as a church, that we have a food bank where they come to the church where they're supposed to come, so that we can not only help them in their need, but we can, like Nativia does, train them how to get on their own so they're not dependent on someone else. Amen? Because that's what we all want. We all want them to grow. We'll support them while they're starting, but we want them to grow to the place where they are able to support themselves. Somebody say amen. Amen. Because then that means that they are blessed as well, so they can turn around and be a blessing. Amen. So that's what we have when we support Israel. Next slide, Lacey. Romania. Wow. Where do I even start with Romania? So many things right now with Romania. They have, their centers are back open. With COVID, they had to shut down. But even in that, they were doing a lot of house calls, because a lot of these, the therapy for these kids. Oh, speaking of kids, you have a pamphlet that's on your table. And if you complete that and you show me after church, next Sunday, there might be something special for you. So you can be working on your pamphlets. So they were, the physical therapy that they do with the special needs kids is one of those things, if there is a gap, then it actually makes the kids go backwards, instead of just holding their ground. And so like with muscle development, mental development, so they were actually going to the homes of those that they could to be able to help them. They are now back open, and the centers are not just helping the children of Romania, but they are also housing refugees and families from the Ukraine who have children with disabilities. So she just said, our centers look different than they've ever looked before. You'll see pictures later. There's beds where there were classrooms, but they still have classrooms, so they're feeding people in the kitchen area and off to, I mean, it's just amazing their hearts. The one of the centers is very close to the border, and so they're just welcoming people in. It's just amazing what God is doing. And then they are still offering Bible studies for parents. They are thriving with these parents. I think there's 100 parents that are now coming back to the centers to be trained in the gospel. Somebody say amen. Amen. This is basically a Catholic religious country where God, you can only talk to God through your priest. So Ara and Adi, through their ministry, they're saying, no, you can reach the Lord yourself. And these parents with kids with disabilities are shunned. They're made to feel like they did something wrong, and that's why their child turned out the way that they did. And it's a horrible thing that has happened in this country, but Ara and Adi are saying, no, that's not the truth. And you can get the support you need through Jesus Christ, that he can be your personal savior. So they're coming and learning these things. They started a youth group for kids with disabilities. How cool is that? So they have all these kids that are all having special needs that are coming together as teenagers and having this support system and learning about the Bible. Amazing, amazing things. They started a Zoom online. Very cool. They do like a training course for people that are now in other countries that are not close to their centers that can't come in. It started during COVID, but it was so well liked. They've kept it going. This girl must just run from the moment she gets up until she goes to bed, because they've got so many things that they're doing. I mean, the last thing is, like I said, they're welcoming the refugees into their centers, but they're also going to the borders. And they're greeting people when they're coming across. They're providing food and water and other things that they might need, essentials. And when we gave our gift this last month, that's what it went for, was to help restock everything, to be able to plant more so that they can give more. They just said, basically, as soon as things are coming in, it's going out. It's just like that fast. And so praise God for your efforts and for your gifts. They are being, just amazingly used right now. I wanted to tell a quick story that shows you that there's no accidents. How many people remember that about a year and a half ago, Ara and Adi both got COVID? Remember that? And they got it really bad, and they were really down. He needed medications, and it was just a really tight time for them. And we sent themselves, instead of the organization, we sent them an offering to help cover them during that time. And I remember getting the email back for her, and she was like, we were so blown away that you would think of us, not the ministry, but you would think of us. And she said, we were so encouraged by your church, just knowing someone across the world was thinking of us, and not just thinking and praying, but actually sowed a seed into our lives. She said it just blessed them so much. Adi is completely 100% back to normal. So they are able to be doing the work of the kingdom. The reason you sow your seed, you don't often know the complete reason why, but God knows from beginning to end, right? So there's a reason why Ara and Adi needed to be fully back to themselves, because the refugees were coming. These families with disabilities were going to need somebody who understood and could help them. There are stories of parents that traveled miles to get out of the Ukraine, coming into Romania, not knowing what to do. Their child needs medication, they need, help, and there's Ara and Adi. They're at the border. You have a child with disabilities? Go this way. So they don't even have to wonder what they're supposed to do. Someone is there to say, here you go, medical help, physical help, you need a place to stay. I mean, that's amazing. And you played a part in that. But here's the story that I just was so blessed by. There was a couple that was right toward the beginning of the war in the Ukraine, and they decided to get out quickly. He was in construction, he's in carpentry, and she was a lawyer. She was pregnant, and they really felt like they were supposed to leave. They were one of the first areas that were invaded. So they traveled hours and hours and hours to get out of the Ukraine and into Romania. And in Europe, when you go from country to country, if your cell phone is a European cell phone, when you enter another country, you have to buy a new chip or your phone doesn't work. And so when they crossed the border into Romania, they lost everything. They lost all of their information. They had no way of contacting anybody. She doesn't have any family. She was adopted and her parents passed away. He has few members of his family. They don't know where they are. They were literally on their own. And they were driving and driving, and the husband said, or the wife, one of the two said, we just need to stop and figure this out. We need to figure out. We need to figure out where we're going. So they pulled over on the side of the road, and guess whose house that they pulled in front of? Ara, right about that time, was returning from the border that she'd been working at, pulled into her driveway and looks out and sees this couple in this car in front of her house. And she walked over and she said, can I help you with something? And they began to share with her, they're like, oh, we're not staying here, we're from the Ukraine, we're trying to figure out where to go next, we don't have any family, so we don't have phones anymore, I don't know what, we're not sure what to do, but if we could just stay here just a little longer to figure this out, we would appreciate it. She said, no, you're not staying here. You're coming into my house. Brought him into her house, let him stay there, help them get the chips for their phone. They had no idea where they were headed. And Ara said, you know what? I feel like you're supposed to... Sorry. Me and my dramatic arms moving around. She said, I feel like you're supposed to go to America. And they're like, we don't have the money for that. We don't have the resources. You know, they left everything behind. They literally came with like one extra pair of clothes. That was it. So Ara says, that's okay. Let me pray about this. So she prays. She calls her cousin that lives here in America, and she says, I got this couple, and I feel like they're supposed to be in America. Her cousin who lives here says, okay, well, let's figure this out. At that time, there were, listen to this, we have open borders, but we don't have open borders. Because if you try to come here the legal way, you can't. How nutty is that? So here's this Ukrainian couple that cannot come from the Ukraine to the U.S. They've denied visa privileges. So both families, the one in Romania and the one here, said, that's okay, we'll figure this out. So they sent them to friends in Mexico. And in Mexico, they figured out a way to get them visas to come into the United States, but they couldn't fly in. They had to come across the border. So then her brother, the one that lives here, told her brother in San Diego, I need you to go down and get these guys and put them on a plane and send them up here. Now listen to this, all because they pulled over. There are no accidents. You refreshed Ara and Adi when they needed it. And then when the next family came along, they refreshed them. This couple is now in the United States. The cousin here got them hooked up with a Ukrainian church that just sucked them in. He has a job. They have a place to stay. She's had medical care to make sure that everything with the baby is okay. I mean, just amazing. Amazing. And you played a part in that because you refreshed the one who in turn refreshed the other. It's the example that Richard told me a couple weeks ago when we were talking about the church, and you can't just look at the size of a church what we have right now, because God goes beyond this church. And he came and he was sharing. He said, I look at what we do as a church. He said, it's like a rock that's dropped into the water. He said, we don't even begin to know how far those waves are going out and the lives that they're touching. This is just one story of one couple that you helped play a part in. Amazing. Amazing. Then the last thing for Romania. Remember when we gave a special offering last year for a playground? Look at the happy faces. They had enough for the playground equipment that you see up here, and they had leftover, and so there were things that they needed for the special needs kids. It's a rolling mat type thing that helps them with balance and helps them with movement. They had a basketball hoop that she said is a huge favorite, but it also helps bring strength and coordination for the kids to be able to learn. And then last thing is a little balance thing where they learn how to balance and to sit properly. She said all things that were outside of their budget that they couldn't afford. She said, to tell Redeemed Church, thank you from the bottom of my heart. She said, we can't get these kids off the playground. She's like, there aren't a lot of playgrounds. She said, we can't get them off. She said, some of our moms said, we love the playground, but we don't love how our kids respond when we tell them it's time to go. So thank you, Redeemed Church. Next one. The next group that we give to is in Japan, the Hiraguri family. They have had an amazing year. In Japan, it is very, they're just not open to the gospel. It's a very closed country. You give up a lot when you give your life to the Lord. I think that's one of the main things. But I think there's just a spirit of oppression over there. I can remember when I got off the plane in Hawaii after being in Japan for 2.5 months, I literally felt like something lifted off me. I was like, whoa. It was almost like there was a heaviness that was just hanging that you could tangibly feel when you left the country. So what Melanie and Akira are doing is a lot of seed sowing, and it's a long-term thing. It's not a short-term race. It's a long-term race. And they're sowing and they're sowing and they're getting more and more connected with people all across the country. And one of the things that they've been doing is this outdoor music festival. And it's Hello Jesus. And they have groups from all over come in, and they're Christian groups, and they sing and they worship. Just an amazing thing for this country. She said the first couple times the groups were smaller, but they've started getting bigger and bigger, partly probably due to COVID. The restrictions over there are still pretty tight. But God is moving and working through music. Somebody say amen. Akira is part of a group that's also been recording so that they can get the music out to people as well. They were able to put the concert on YouTube, and then they told people about it. So there's been other people watching from home. So it's just amazing what God is doing. One of the big things that Akira had on his heart was to translate a Greek textbook. We might think, well, who's going to read a Greek textbook? But in Japan, Melanie was explaining to me, their Bibles are translated with a slant. So whatever religious group it is, the Bible is translated with the slant of that religion. So it's not just the Bible, it's told with that interpretation. Does that make sense? And so what he did is he wanted to translate this Greek textbook into Japanese so the people can take the Greek itself and find out what the word truly says outside of denominations. And so he completed that this past year. He made it available to people to purchase. He also made, I think, like 54 YouTube videos that also help explain each chapter of the textbook and how to interpret. I mean, amazing, phenomenal things. That's a key that he is putting into other people's hands, even people that are in ministry, to be able to know for themselves what the word truly says. Amen? He also made a Greek flip calendar, and I forgot to bring it with me. We had one. If anyone would like one, let me know. It just sits on there. It's 31 days, but you flip, and for each day is a Bible verse about the power of God, and it shows it in Japanese, too. It's pretty cool. So if you want one, just let me know. And then the family is doing amazing. Josie just graduated and is now working at a preschool, and she's just asking the Lord to let her impact the lives of the little kids that she's with every day. Melanie just finished her, how many people know it takes adults longer to learn a language than children? She's like, I finally finished my course. And so she's just praying and believing they have to do, the next step is they have to do a one-on-one with somebody for a certain amount of months. She's just asking the Lord for the person that she's supposed to sow into their life. And then that will release her to be able to be more effective because she can actually speak Japanese. But I wanted to focus on Josiah and Julia in today because they have some really powerful ministries that they're doing. They're kids, but they're still ministering. Josiah loves basketball. And in Japan, when you sign up for a sport, it is year-round, every single day. Whew, I thought I had a busy schedule. But one of the things in Japan is they practice every day, and that includes Sunday. Josiah is very tall. I think he's like 6'3", maybe even a little more now. And so he's obviously a favorite with height. And so when he went to his coach to tell him he wanted to play basketball, he said, I will be committed. I will be there every practice, except I'm a Christian, and I have church on Sundays, and I won't be there on Sunday. Now, that may not seem like a big deal to us, but in Japan, that was grounds for him to be disqualified, like instantly disqualified. He left it with the coach, said, okay, you know, gave him some time to think, and came back to him, and the coach said, okay, we'll let you do it. They didn't think that they would. So he has been able to play basketball for the past couple years and done very well and been a testimony to the people around him that he is a Christian. They know he's different because he took a stand. But God gave him favor even in that by letting people see, hey, he's a Christian, he's not here on Sunday, but he still plays all the time. I mean, just amazing. And then Julia, I love Julia. Julia loves to have parties. And at her parties, she always makes sure that there's one at Christmas and that there's one at Easter. And Melanie said when they were little, she used to be the one that would tell the stories. Not anymore. 11-year-old Julia says, uh-uh, I got this. So they had Christmas parties. And at the Christmas parties, she shared what Christmas really is about to all of her friends. Easter, they came back again. And one of the little boys said, so Easter's about this Jesus, the one that you talked about at Christmas? And she's like, yeah, but this time he died for your sins on a cross and he rose again. Melanie said she was just in there just preaching to him. God is moving and working. And what's so awesome is if we shared before, when parents make a decision to do something, be missionaries, be pastors, be evangelists, the children don't have a choice. But it's amazing to see when God touches their hearts and makes them just as much a part of what their parents are doing as their parents are. I mean, it's amazing to me. She's 11, and she's sharing the gospel boldly with her friends. Josiah is bold in his declaration to the people around him, and God is honoring him for his boldness. You know what I say? Watch out, Japan. The next generation is raising up to take the place of mom and dad eventually. Amen? Amen. Next one, Lacey. Mexico. Mexico, they are just shouting and praising the Lord because of the next slide. Look at that. They've already traveled. Let's see what he's saying. They've already been gone from April to the end of May, 4,000 miles, crossed the border four different times. They have done youth camps. They have done Easter services. They have done weddings. They have put old pastors ordained them. New pastors ordained, old pastors celebrated. We've done so many missions things. He said, because gas in Mexico for this truck is so much lower They're able just to go and go and go and go. We don't have to worry about the car breaking down or anything. He's like, we have just been literally doing missions for months. Woo! Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. And you are a part of that. That's what when he sent me back this picture, he said, please tell the church, thank you from the bottom of our hearts. Everywhere we go in this truck, they are sending us because they were a part of this blessing. Isn't God good? Just amazing what he is doing. They are still in the process of looking for land. They have prayer cards. I keep forgetting to mention those that list prayer requests from each of these different ministries so that you can put them on your, I don't know where mine went, so you can put them on your refrigerator or in your Bible so that you can know what the prayer needs are for each one of these countries. Can one of you find me one? I don't know where mine went, and I wanted to read off there a little bit. Yeah, that one. Thank you, Luke. And so there are prayer needs that we have on here. I'll go over everybody else's in a minute. But for Mexico, it's really they're praying for land. They're asking the Lord which area to go to. They feel like they know the area now, but they're looking for land. Land can be a struggle. In Mexico, purchase a lot of red tape, a lot of political things, and then it's a church, it's a community center, so that's another thing that you have to go through some red tape on. So they're praying for that, believing for that, and then they also ask for us to be praying for what, they know what this place is going to be, but they're actually defining it now, getting it down on paper, and they ask for prayers for that. They also ask for prayers for their two oldest kids. Again, there's a lot of our missionaries, well, three of them, with hearts for their kids right now because they're all in that age group where it's time to decide where we're going to college. Josiah goes to college next year, and he wants to come to the United States, and Melanie asked for prayer for that. Stebby, Aura and Audie's oldest son, graduated from high school. He needs to know what he's doing next in his life. And then Nico, Randy and Louie's second son, or second child, graduates this next year, like Lane. We have a lot of kids that are graduating and going into another part of their life. So a lot of prayers for that, for our missionaries. And how people know when you sow into others, God's going to take care of yours. Amen? And then, so the last one is, go ahead and flip that one more. Togo. I am so excited about Togo. Now we can talk about your water bottles. Woo! So training sessions for a while were closed down, even in Togo. They couldn't even do them outdoors for a while because of COVID. Then they opened the outdoors. Now they've opened up the training school. Jesse said, he's like, they were so excited to get going. He's like, they didn't want to stop doing their sessions. He's like, so they just were like, flying through them because he said we had this big class that was like, we want this training, we want to get out and see souls saved. He's like, so pray that they slow down a little bit so they don't miss something in the training. But how exciting. They are not there anymore. This school has continued to run itself by the Togonese people. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. Phenomenal what God is doing in Togo. One of the men that graduated from the training schools, I'm probably going to just chop up this name, but it's like Doidon? I don't know French, so there you go. It's on your card, his name. If you want to know how it's spelled, you can try to guess. But in the past few years, he has united all the pastors in the region where he lives. Let me say that again. He's united all the pastors in the region where he lives. Doesn't matter denominations, he's gotten them all together, gave them all a focus on let's forget about the denominational things and let's just tell people about Jesus. Amen. He trained two teachers how to be able to speak in the language in his region so those teachers could teach the members in his church how to read and write so that they could be more educated and more effective in their communities. Then he planted several churches in that area. His new dream is this. He wants to build a refuge center for kids who have made it out of child trafficking. He wants them because a lot of times when they come out, their families don't want them back, and they are just out on the streets. His dream is he wants to build a refuge center for them. They will come in, they will live there, they will be trained to do a skill, they will be taught so that they have an education, and then slowly they will show them how to get back into society healthy and whole because they will have been trained about Jesus. That's why you have water bottles, because the very first thing that they have to do in order to build this center, he wants to build it himself. He wants the community to help him build it, but they have to build it with bricks. And in order to build the bricks, they have to have water. They got to have water. That's why you have water bottles. So every time you see a water bottle from now on, I want you to think about Togo, and I want you to think about this refuge center, and I want you to pray in the finances for them to be able to dig a well. That's what he needs. So we have extra finances, obviously, this year. So I asked Jesse, I said, can we give? And he said, oh, he would love that. So we're praying about when we find out what our total is, what we'll be giving, but we're going to give something toward this center. Again, it involves children, and I feel like if you've done it unto the least of these, you've done it unto me. Amen? And so, I mean, just amazing things. This is a Togonese man who has taken this training that he's gotten at the Oikos Training Center, and he has gone out and he is doing stuff for the Lord. Amen? And that's what so many of our missionaries, the Mexico we shared a couple weeks ago that Randy was part of interpreting this training school that they, discipleship program that they use in Mexico to be able to train up leaders in Mexico, which is happening, but his heart was he wanted the people of Mexico to stop seeing themselves as needy and the one that meets the need. And in April, they had their very first school in the Middle East with Latino people that flew over there to share the gospel with the people in the Middle East. Woo! That is a breakthrough. That is impossible. That is impossible. No, not with God. With God, all things are possible. Amen? And guess what? You played a part in that. You played a part in that. Every time you give toward missions, you play a part in all of these things that I've covered. You did. You may think, well, mine is just so small. No, 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 no. God takes your seed and he multiplies it. Amen? So this card is for you to be able to take home. Couple highlights, again, Japan, they're still asking for us to be praying for an open door, for an openness in people's hearts to the gospel. Akira really wants his Greek book to catch fire so people can learn the word for themselves. And then their kids, for Josie and Josiah, for the future. In Mexico, land for the center, we went over that, sorry. Israel, Joseph's wife, actually I think it's pronounced Yosef, his wife Marcia, has recently been diagnosed with dementia. So she can't be left alone, and so it requires him to either stay home, which takes him away from what he's supposed to be doing at their training schools or traveling, or he has to take her with him. You know what I said? Uh-uh. Amen. The memory of the righteous is blessed. Amen. God's not giving you a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind. And she has the mind of Christ. So when you pray for her, I just really felt strongly that we needed to agree as a body for this to be broken off of her. The enemy will use any weapon he can to stop the gospel from going forth. Even our family, hurting our family, right? Because it keeps our focus off of what God has called us to do. We're not having it. I'm believing Marcia is healed in Jesus' name. Continued openness for the, you know what, did I talk about the military in Israel? Oh, big mistake. Okay, so this got me really excited too. I'm sorry, there's so much stuff. They started, I think in 2008, it started as a really small thing, but they started supporting or blessing Messianic soldiers in Israel. Being in the military is really hard overall, but I guess being a Messianic soldier is very difficult because they stand apart. And so they started sending care packages with like, just all bunch of different things to help these soldiers. It was so cool. I mean, I loved it. Now they do a fundraiser for the next year to be able to provide. I looked on their site because I thought, well, that'd be really cool to give to. And they said, kind of like they did in when they were building the temple, they said, we're sorry, we can no longer take funds for our soldiers because the entire budget has already been paid for. We'll see you in 2023. Woo! How awesome is that? That part of their ministry is already fully funded. I love fully funded. I love fully funded. Woo! Yes. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, so Togo, continue to pray for the training schools, pray for the refuge center, and then I believe his name is either Deiri or Deira. I don't know. Anyway, his name's on here. he is one of the key trainers of the Oikos training school. He was recently in an accident, and it messed up his jaw and his jaw and his neck. Anyway, he has already had, I think, like 3 or 4 surgeries, and he still needs another surgery to help fix it. It's really hard to speak when your jaw is in pain. So again, a weapon formed against a ministry that the devil is trying to stop the flow of the gospel. You know what I say? In the name of Jesus, he's healed. Woo! Amen. And then the last is Romania. They are needing, because of the influx of more kids, they're needing more specialists at each of their training centers. So we're calling that in. Help with the kids from Romania and the Ukraine with the disabilities, just more people to help with the different kids. And then the financial increase to meet all the ministry needs and more. She just said things keep opening up and opening up. And, you know, the government turned to them a couple years ago and said, we need your help with these kids. So, I mean, that's amazing open doors. So they're just getting more and more things that are put onto their plate. And so these are just great. Just have it somewhere wherever you're praying that you can look at it. And if the Lord brings something out, we're going to pray at the end. But right now I wanted to show you a thank you video.
Dreamed I went to heaven, and you were there with me. We walked upon the streets of gold beside the crystal sea. We heard the angels singing, and someone called your name. We turned and saw this young man, and he was smiling as he came. And he said, friend, you may not know me now. And then he said, but wait, you used to teach my Sunday school when I was only 8. And every week you would say a prayer before the class would start. And one day when you said that prayer, I asked Jesus in my heart. Changed. Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so glad you gave. Then another man stood before you and said, remember the time A missionary came to your church, and his pictures made you cry. You didn't have much money, but you gave it anyway. Jesus took the gift you gave, and that's why I'm here today.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am a life that was changed.
One by one they came, far as the eye could see. Each life somehow touched by your generosity. Little things that you had done, sacrifices made, unnoticed on the earth, in heaven now proclaimed. I know up in heaven you're not supposed to cry, but I am almost sure there were tears in your eyes as Jesus took your hand and you stood before the Lord. He said, my child, look around you, for great is your reward. Thank you for giving to the Lord. For I am a life that was changed.
Thank you for giving to the Lord. I am so
Matthew 25, it says this. For I was hungry, and you gave me something to eat. I was thirsty, and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me in. I needed clothes, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you looked after me. I was in prison and you came to visit me. Then the righteous will answer him, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? When did we see you a stranger and invite you in, or needing clothes and clothe you? When did we see you sick in prison and go to visit you? And the king will reply, truly I tell you, whatever you did for one of the least of these, you did for me. You just saw the least of these in this video. And I believe, like the song said, when we get to heaven, there's going to be long lines of people from Africa, from Japan, from Romania, from Bolivia, from Mexico, from Iran, and like Richard said, who knows where else? Because each person's life, that the finances that you send these missionaries, that they touch, they go out and they touch even more people. So when you give your missions, you don't have to look at it as in monetary value. You gotta look at it as in spiritual value, that you're planting a seed and you have no idea, but that one seed you plant will not produce a harvest, that like Abraham, you can't even count how many lives you've touched. $133,000. That's a lot of lives. A lot of lives. When you've done it unto the least of me, least of these, you've done it unto me. I just am so proud of you, Redeemed Church, for your hearts, for your willingness to grab hold of a vision that goes beyond us. You know, and in this room, there might be missionaries that come from these kids. Maybe one of you. Because we've shown them that missionaries is not a bad thing. It's an exciting adventure that God is taking people on. And that God will always provide. Amen? Always provide. I just felt impressed. Lindsay, would you come up and play a little bit? I really felt impressed to pray for each of these countries as we close today. So I just encourage you to go ahead and stand. Thank you, Father. Lord, we just praise you and we thank you for this amazing day. Lord, we celebrate what you have already done. $133,000, Father, is in the natural, so far beyond us. But with God, nothing is impossible. And Lord, as we look at each one of these countries, Lord, that we are partnering with, Father, today we just pray for each one. We pray for the missionaries, Father, these international ministers that you've called to these countries, for the Mishlers, Father, for the Shulams, Lord, for the Hiriguris, for the training school in Togo, and for Ara and Adi's family. Father, we just pray encouragement, Father. We pray that you would strengthen them, Lord, that they would not grow weary in well-doing, Father, that they would keep on keeping on and reap the rewards that you have for them. I pray, Father, that you would provide for all of their needs, physically, emotionally, spiritually, mentally, and you've heard the hearts of all of the parents. I pray a special blessing on these children. I just say you have a destiny and a purpose. Father, I thank you that every need is met as far as their educations are concerned. You will more than provide, more than provide, more than provide. That you will open the doors that they're to walk through and you will close the doors that they're not to walk through. I pray, Father, for the seeds that these parents have sowed into these countries. Father, they're going to reap a harvest because they touched someone else's child. Their child is going to be touched. I thank you, Father, for the amazing plans that you have. Protect each one of these kids if they go to different countries, Father. If you're calling them to different places, protect them, watch over them, bless them, guide them, but may their hearts never stray from you. May every one of these children, their testimony be, I have served the Lord my whole life. Let that blessing be for these parents, Father. And Father, we just praise you and we thank you for touching Marcia this morning, Father. I thank you. Nothing is impossible with God. I don't care what medical science says. I don't care what the past says. Nothing is impossible with God. And so Marcia, right now, in the name of Jesus, we speak to your mind and you are being renewed. Right now, in Jesus' name, I speak to every cell in your brain, and it is coming to life in Jesus' name. I speak to your memory. You are going to remember things. And just like the Gadarene man, you'll be sitting in your right mind, No weapon formed against your mind is going to prosper because you have the mind of Christ. We thank you, Father, for encouraging Yosef, for showing him, Father, let him see this miracle that will even more ignite this ministry to be able to share that nothing is impossible with God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. For Dari, Father, we just thank you. We just speak healing to his jaw. What the enemy meant for harm, Father, you are turning around for a testimony. We just speak to your jaw right now, and it is lining itself up. God is supernaturally doing the work. Right now, you will not need one more surgery. We thank you for the miracle testimony that he is going to have full use of that jaw. No more pain, no more discomfort. They won't even be able to tell that he had surgeries because, God, you are healing him so completely. Thank you, Jesus. And for this new center, Father, we call in every finance for that in the name of Jesus today. We thank you, Father. It's not going to be years in the making that they're going to see a supernatural occurrence for this refuge center, Father, that everything will be provided for. Father, I pray that people are going to be coming out of the woodworks to help with this center, that what normally takes years is going to take months. To build, Father. It will be strong. It will have the presence of the Lord so powerful. And I praise you, Father, that every child that walks onto that property is going to be healed. Healed spiritually, physically, emotionally. Their minds will be wiped clean of anything that's happened in the past. That they will be fully restored the moment they walk on that property. That they're going to hear miracle after miracle after miracle of these lives that are transformed. And these children are going to go out, Father, and change the world. What the enemy tried to destroy, what he tried to kill, Father, you are bringing life and life more abundantly. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And Father, we pray for Japan, for all the things you've given Akira wisdom for. I pray, Father, that this textbook is going to just catch fire, that people are going to be hungry to know what the Word says for themselves. For themselves. And Father, I just praise you and I thank you for souls to be saved on Josiah's basketball team, for souls to be saved in Julia's little group of friends, Father. Souls that you're going to let the children lead them. The children will lead their parents to Jesus. And we just call that in these last days. We call in the souls from the north, south, east, and the west. And we said, let God's people go. Yes. In Jesus' name. Father, we just praise you and we thank you, Lord, for encouraging Ara and Adi and the work that you've called them to do, Lord. We just pray every financial need is met in the name and by the blood of Jesus. That every life that they literally touch, Father, is going to be transformed by the power of God. That we're going to see just a revolution explode in Ukraine and Romania, Father, as people are set on fire for Jesus. There's just literally going to be wave after wave after wave is what I see, Father, of souls being saved. I see Ukrainian people praying with Russian people to come to know the Lord. I see Russian people praying with Ukrainian people to be saved. And Father, that wave is going to go all over Europe, Father. What the world could not fix, Jesus can fix. And I thank you, Father, that you start with Aaron Adi's ministry, Father. Just let that wave flow through them out, Father, to these countries. And we just praise you, Lord, for the work that you are doing. And Lord, we just thank you for the opportunity. What an honor, Father. What an honor to be a part of what you're doing in all of these countries and more. Father, I am so excited to be able to be part of this. And I pray, Father, for every seed that we sowed, a hundredfold harvest, Father, in the lives of these missionaries, Father. I pray it would be such a harvest that just like when Peter and Andrew tried to bring in the net, they didn't have enough strength. They had to call for help. That's what I pray. The nets in all of these countries would be so full of souls, Father, that they have to call for help. help us. There's so many people getting saved. We don't have enough people. There's so many people getting set free. We don't have enough people to help with this. Thank you, Father. And I pray, just like we that with the blessing of Israel, that the miracle testimony is going to come back fully funded, fully funded, fully funded, fully funded, fully funded, Father. We're going to have to look for other places to give because things are going to be so fully funded. Thank you, Jesus. Bless the people in this church. Bless their hearts, Father, to give. And I just pray, Lord, for a harvest in their lives. They've sown into the lives of these missionaries. They've brought encouragement. They've brought comfort. They've brought help. They've blessed their children. They've blessed their ministries. And now, Father, I call forth all of those things in their lives, that their children are touched, that their ministries are fully funded, Father, that they are encouraged, that they are refreshed, Father, that they are provided for exceedingly and abundantly above, so that when we gather next year, we're going to watch the number of total giving just exponentially explode. That we're all going to sit down and go, what? What? Because it's going to be so beyond what we ever dreamed we could give for missions, Father. Thank you, Lord, for the work that you're doing around the world, for the work that you're doing here in the United States, Father. Direct us to the people that you brought to this country that are from other countries that we can share with, Lord, that we can sow seeds into. We just pray, Father, that you would anoint this next year of missions, Father. It's going to be the greatest year ever. In Jesus' name. And everyone said, amen.